It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, what's poppin'? You know what time it is. Your boy, Mr. J Hill. I am in the building. This is a different installment of J Hill Podcast. I don't even think we calling this J Hill Podcast, but my dog Wayno here, they loving it.
What's up,
man? Hey, what up, bro? They loving it, bro.
How you do that funny-ass intro?
I don't know. That's how I work. You feel me? Like, that's my work, bro. Can I work?
Yeah, I'm fucking with you. You know I be fucking with you. That's all.
You always want to fuck around, man.
So what?
What's up? What you? How you like the... This,
nah, man. It's dope, because remember, you sent me the flick the other
Pull
day.
Pull your mic close, man. Pause.
Huh?
Pull your mic closer. Pause.
Man, you be talking crazy. All right. You sent me the set the other day, and mm-hmm. When I seen it, I was like, it's a lot of potential. You feel me? And you killed it. You know what I mean? Even though you got this picture of Kobe.
Oh, like,
what? I love the picture of Kobe. You know what I mean? I know that you probably didn't never see that game before.
Nah, I didn't.
What a shame.
I didn't. But Kobe, my favorite player.
How? And you don't even know that moment.
Nah, because I never was into basketball like that. But Kobe, I feel like he was like me. Like that mama mentality shit. Like relentless.
Yeah, I feel like he was like me.
Yeah. What you gonna say? I think I'm like him?
Yeah, that make more sense.
Why? Because
Kobe
being
identified with the person that's setting the mindset. Like, you didn't set the mindset. How the hell is he like you?
Because before I met him, I had that mindset.
Oh, okay, I got that.
So, like, he's still, I mean, he's one of the greatest players to ever play. I hate that he don't get his recognition, because from what I hear, right? Because he plays so similar to Michael Jordan.
It's not that. People just don't like him. That's what it really was. Kobe was an asshole. I could say as one of my favorite players, I know that he was an asshole. But like, it's that. It's you know, the him versus Bron stuff and how Bron achieved more than him. You know what I mean? It's a lot of stuff.
Kobe was a dog. I ain't trying
he
to
was.
No,
he's one of the greatest, bro. He's one of the greatest offensive threats ever.
And he played defense too.
Yeah, great defense.
I remember that game when he ran down from post to post and blocked LeBron's shot.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. That was years ago.
Facts.
Yeah, come on, man.
One of the best. Like, I remember you don't get no points for that. But
I don't get no points for that?
Nah, man.
You tripping.
It's because you remember one highlight.
I remember when he hurt his Achilles.
Everybody remembers
that. He's a dog, bro.
Yeah, everybody remembers
LeBron
that.
LeBron not doing that.
I don't think, but I don't want to have a basketball conversation with a person that's not a basketball person, because it's not going to go good.
I mean, you have hip-hop conversations with...
Yeah, you got a good point with that. But Bron, bro, Bron hasn't had, like, severe injuries, but he's definitely played injured. Like, he's definitely played injured mad times. They just don't talk a lot about his injuries. And I think he don't let it get out there that he injured.
I guess.
You know what I mean? Shoot me. You...
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell y'all, man. Chaz is in the building. Wolf is in the building. Leem, am I saying it right? Mogul Leem is in the building. We in the crib, man. You know what I'm saying? It's different. You feel me? We just vibing.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. Also.
What?
But you know who else I asshole? I might have caught him on a bad day.
What?
Allen Iverson.
What happened?
Bro, so I'm in L.A. Mm-hmm. I'm at this event. And I don't do pictures. Like, niggas always be like, Jay, you got to take pictures. Like, do it for the gram. I never was into that shit. So the one day... that I'm like, put your pride to the side. The one day I see Allen Iverson, I'm like, it's Iverson, cool. That's Iverson. Like, of course, I'll put my pride to the side for Iverson. I'm like, bro, can I get a pic? He's like, bro, like, you see it? I'm like,
what he said?
I don't know. I don't remember, but I know he was like, bro, like, nah, like, you don't see, like, something. And I'm like, damn, like, it wasn't like 1 second. No, like, he ain't play. Nah, some niggas be like, they play the 50, like, just give me a second. He was straight. Yeah. No, nigga, like, I'm like,
I remember AI took a chick off me one time.
What?
Dead ass. I was like 19. I was in Philly. And what was crazy about it was, I'll never forget this day, because earlier that day, he played the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. He played the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas. I end up going to this spot called Blue Zet. I don't even think Blue Zet exists no more, but people from Philly know what Blue Zet is, right? And it's in like Center City, I think. Or Old City? Whatever that is. But I was in this little spot, dancing with a chick. She had her hand up. That nigga walked over and grabbed her hand and pulled it off me.
Wow.
I couldn't do nothing. He's Allen Iverson, bro. I used to tell my moms, yo, braid my hair like this. Like,
nah, facts.
You know what I mean? I can't, what, it's AI. Like,
yo, let's get to it, man.
What's up?
I feel like there's a couple things going on.
Yeah, you got a couple things to answer for. You got to answer for your war crimes.
Bro, I don't think it's necessarily bad to think that...
I didn't say anything, so I want to know what you're about to talk about.
That Drake was going to win.
No, it's not that you thought he was going to win. You said, use these words verbatim. We could go back to the tape. As a matter of fact, J. Hill, this is your show, so I want you to insert the clip of what you said right here. Now we coming back out the clip, right? J. Hill said he is going to smash him.
I did.
You said he's going to smash him.
Yes.
And I said, it's one thing to say, and I said, but smash? And that's how we got to the whole overrated thing. Because remember, it was so many people that was like, you won't let him talk. You won't let it. And we was having a conversation for a minute. You feel me? And you said that he was going smashing. And I mean, you learned.
Can we go through the timeline real quick, bro?
Yeah, let's go through the timeline. Oh,
man. So they dropped like that, right?
Future drops like that. Future on drops his album.
Like that.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar, big feature, is kind of like Control at the moment, right?
Bigger.
But you get what I'm saying. He comes out, get the calling niggas out, right?
Yeah. Calling Drake out. He didn't call niggas. He didn't
say... He said, fuck the big three. It's just big me.
Yeah, he didn't say everybody... He said, for all your dogs getting buried, he made very direct references. He didn't make it to everybody else. He made it direct to him to let him know that he was asking for him.
Okay? Yes. So... Drake responds with Euphoria, right? I mean,
yeah, he go, y'all.
My bad. Push-ups. But when he drops push-ups, I don't think Kendrick Lamar didn't, like, just respond.
He didn't.
So Drake goes on to start trolling him. So in my mind, at this time, I'm thinking Drake is ready for war. He trolling him. He poking a bear.
I think he was ready for war.
It's just he wasn't ready for this.
No, he was ready for war, but that just being ready for war don't mean you're going to win the war. Because then he dropped Taylor Made. And then remember, we got the preview of Family Matters when he like drive. Like he previews that on, what's that? On push-ups.
I'm sorry. And this might be a wild take too. But the way it ended, you wasn't ready for war. That's like me wanting to fight. If I want to fight a nigga, right? And I get my ass whooped.
That don't mean that you...
I wasn't ready for what the fuck was coming.
Nah, bro.
Never was a good fight, cool.
Yeah, but
this
I mean,
wasn't a good fight.
I mean, listen... You was ready. You put yourself in position, though. Feel me? Because he dropped Taylor Made, the Biggie, I mean, the Tupac Snoop shit. You know what I mean? I don't care what nobody said. Taylor Made was funny to me. It was a funny level of trolling. You feel me? It was a funny level of trolling. Then I was, because I'm like, come on. I'm like, with Kendrick, I'm like, what the fuck? And then Euphoria came. The thing was, I don't think nobody, because Kendrick takes so much time, nobody was prepared for him to go back to back to back to back. Because he basically dropped the EP of diss records.
Nah, I don't know, bro.
What do you mean you don't know? I mean, he did drop.
No, he did drop a lot. I'm saying, far as all, I'm sticking with what I said. Like Euphoria was cool. Matter of fact, after listening to it again, I like Euphoria. Euphoria was cool.
Y'all heard Euphoria,
Euphoria was
right?
Cool.
Euphoria is one of the best diss records ever, bro. It's one of the best diss records ever. Euphoria is OD, man. Now listen, maybe you ain't listening with the same ear. Don't think about Not Like Us at all. Don't think about Not Like Us. Don't think about Meet the Grams. Don't think about 616.
I'm not. And when Euphoria just came out, I didn't like it at all.
Okay, I'm saying, go back and listen to Euphoria, bro. That is one of the most, that's one of the best. It's the best. Now look, you can say you got 100 times. Not Like Us is a hit record, which everybody was like, yo, Drake going to do a hit record against him. That's what everybody kept saying, right?
Yeah.
Not Like Us is a hit. Euphoria is the best song out the whole shit. To me, this record for this record is Euphoria than Family Matters. I mean, yeah, Family Matters.
Okay.
Because Family Matters is OD.
Yeah, Family Matters is good.
But the thing about Family Matters being OD, my fault, I'm going to let you get to your door, bro. The thing about Family Matters being OD is like, it's just certain, if Drake would have focused directly on Kendrick and Kendrick alone, it would have been better. I still think it was going to be the same outcome. But I think it would have just been better because he was... going crazy on Ross, Weekend, all of them. You feel me?
My thing with Euphoria was good. It was good.
All right, go listen to it again today. I bet you'd be like, nah, I ain't gonna front this.
I'm gonna do that. But Not Like Us, bro.
It's a black cultural moment.
Is it bigger than Back to Back?
I don't think you could compare them the same.
You got to. They both diss records.
I don't think you could compare them the same because not like us. No, Back to Back is OD, right? It was OD. But the difference between Not Like Us and Back to Back is it wasn't no dances that came with Back to Back.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was any song that comes with a dance will last forever, bro. There's no song, bro. You could go back to Beat Street or like, there's no, in rap history, is no song with a dance that people don't remember. Everybody remembers Lean With It, Rock With It, yeah. Soulja Boy, the Jerk, everything. There's no song that comes with a dance that people don't, and it's the song with the dance, it's the gang culture in LA, the kind of uniting, because everybody ain't united as far as gang culture out there, but it's kind of them uniting, it's black and brown in LA. And the thing I hate that, because, bro, what I learned between, and I say this for Kendrick fans, bro, because I like to consider myself a Kendrick fan, and I like to consider myself a Drake fan. But, bro, the stands is horrible because they still trying to find ways to legitimize, like, anything. Like, oh, like, the whole, yo, Drake, Kendrick girl ain't, she don't follow him on Instagram, but she follows Dave Free. This is a clue right here. In the video dance? Yo,
but that's why I'm saying, all right, that's why I'm going to record and say, I think.
Real life over
I think Not Like
media.
Us is better than, not better like as a song, but I think it's bigger than Back to Back only because how everything happened. He dropped the song and go crazy, right?
Yeah.
Then he dropped the video. It's directed by Dave Free.
Dave Free directs all his videos.
Yeah, but the fact that like Drake is coming out with allegations saying, bro, that's your.
I know, but I wasn't. I mean, maybe you didn't know that. But Dave Free directs. You remember King's Dad video with Future and
no.
Jay? Damn, man, this nigga don't know nothing, bro. but anyway, Dave Free directs. Dave Free has been directing videos for a minute now.
Yeah, you know but Drake saying? Tried to pull like Drake tried to pull him apart because
it was
that's
not
his,
real.
But that's why I'm.
But
saying.
But you was believing it.
No. I mean, well, I don't know. So from a fan perspective, yeah, maybe I'm believing it, right? But to see him direct the video, his wife in the video, at the like what you just said, at the you saying that your kids is by Dave Free, right? She not following him. We thinking
I never believed that.
Nah, you probably you a hip hop head. No, but for people that don't know no better, we probably it's some nostalgic in there. People probably believing it, right? So for him to drop the video,
what does that have to do with nostalgia?
Nothing.
Yeah, you just saying words that just. Niggas
no,
be
no.
Saying
I
words,
mean,
bro.
I mean, no, no. Come here, nostalgia. You think about nostalgia. You think about something, even though it's like it made you remind you of some old shit.
No,
but nah.
No.
That's what nostalgia mean.
You hit the backboard, bro. You didn't hit that shot. All right, look,
bro. Why you just fucking my point? What I
because
was saying?
Because you didn't make a point, nigga. We having a discussion with English language,
bro. I was making a point, bro. All right, fuck
go
the
ahead.
Damn word. Shit. God damn. Fuck.
I'm sorry. I'm mad literal, bro. All
right. What's the best word to put in there?
I don't know what you was trying to say.
It makes you visualize something.
Did you say that?
I'm looking for a better fitting word. Reminiscent? No, that's more like nostalgic. Basically, what I was trying to say is, y'all fucking me up. So basically what I was trying to say was, it made you visualize like, okay, I'm thinking that they are static. It's static there. He put out this false narrative that it's static.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's not following him, right?
That don't mean nothing.
No, it could mean something.
It don't mean nothing.
You just said it started up the pot on the internet. Clearly, the people that didn't
because
know.
Because people is just, because
but,
people.
But no, just because we can't, because, not forget the because. I'm saying that it did do something. If it was true or not, it did something.
Yeah, yeah.
So for him to drop the video on the 4th of July with his wife in there, directed by Dave Free, it's showing
you
that.
Strategy.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I think that's what adds to the, that's it adds, he wouldn't have did that if it didn't add to it. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it adds to the moment. So first of all, right, he dropped Not Like Us, it's fire. Everybody talking, not everybody, but niggas that's Drake fans is talking shit like, he can't drop a hit, Drake gonna drop a hit, including me, right? Drake gonna drop a hit, he going back to back this nigga, right?
I know, right?
So I'm just painting the picture. I'm digging a hole for myself. So so we like, yo, he not fucking with Drake, right? Drake gonna drop a back to back too. It's gonna be over. He gonna get this nigga out the way. Kendrick not about to drop nothing that's gonna be on radio.
Yeah.
He dropped Not Like Us. Shit is fire. And then he dropped the video. So it made me, it reminded me.
Yeah, but hold on. See, this the real, all right. Whether you a Kendrick fan or not, how could at any point in your life say Kendrick gonna drop something that's not gonna be on radio, bro? Every album that Kendrick has, he has a radio record. This is where you lack, you know what I mean? Your ignorance of music seeps in because bro, Kendrick has 17 Grammys. I don't care for Grammys, right?
What Drake say?
Yeah,
Kendrick just open his mouth.
Just give him a Grammy, right? Like, right. He has tons of Grammys. I think that, like, because I seen Goods, Battle Rapper Goods, he said the same shit as you about him being overrated, right? And I think that because people think, well, since I don't listen to it, and when I'm at the cookout that I go to with these types of people, or when I go to the club or this brunch or whatever, they don't play that it don't exist. You feel me? And that is insane. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at just music overall, bro, everybody don't listen to the same thing. It's the same thing like how people was like, oh, what was that? When the Pop Out concert happened. Mm-hmm. And they was like, oh, so you mean to tell me that 20,000 people in the forum is the ones running up all these streams? He got bot. It's like, yo, bro, so you think that Kendrick is only listened to in LA? Like, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous for people to think like that. Now, the Dave Free shit, this is what made me not like parts of Family Matters. Only because I know Dave Free. You know what I mean? And I don't know Kendrick. But I me and Dave Free got a good cordial relationship. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, bro, to allege that his man, is sleeping with his girl is crazy. The same way I thought that on Family Matters, like for him to have Drake to have a daughter in a tuck would be crazy, because I'm like, nah, bro. The way he got outed about his son, this nigga not letting another kid slip.
That don't make sense.
Because I don't even Pusha, he got in front of it, but I don't think that Drake was necessarily just hiding a kid. I just think that he wasn't prepared to let everybody know he had a kid, bro, or just show it. Because you got to remember, bro, anything this man does is televised news. He took a picture with Michael Rubin yesterday, and it's the hottest thing on social media.
Yeah.
The thing is y'all got to take y'all lives out of social media and live in the real world. I know that for the average consumer, you don't see this and you insinuate that all of these behind the door things is going on and it's all coded. That's bullshit, bro. Mm. People live real life. You feel me? Like, people live real life.
I don't think Drake can beef with nobody else.
No.
Like,
no, what? I
don't want to hear
but
no.
But I don't think he can. I just think that if you see the top fighter go against the top fighter, you don't really want to see him go against nobody else that ain't at that other person he fought, whether he lost or won. Because I think that...
It depends how you lose, though. Because I'm probably one of the few that I would still love to see Crawford... what's the name again? Spence.
Yeah,
think about it. He looks smaller. All right, I would like to see him higher in weight. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I would like to see him fight at a different weight class. You know what I'm saying? But this is like, ain't no weight classes.
Ain't no
weight. You feel me?
I
don't want to see you talk about no... But don't even... I don't even want you to do the classic Drake thing. Don't talk about this shit on your project. Leave this alone. Leave that man alone. Don't say his name. Don't do no subs.
Well, I'm happy you learned more than anybody. No, I'm being serious, bro, because I'm just keeping it a stack, right? Like, Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest artists of our time.
Mm.
And when I say our time, people be saying, like, they think, like, I think people quantify our time as like the time when they was a kid or something. Because I remember when we had the Isaac Hayes conversation, and I said of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Our time means while your ass is alive. You feel me? Like, of our time, it won't be Kendrick 100 years from now. No. You know what I'm saying? But of our time, this is some of the best. And that's why I told you to go tap in with the music. Because it's so many people. Yo, I was in a barbershop and a nigga tried to tell me, he said that, yo, you know, Kendrick, he like Currency. I'm like, what? Like, he said he raps like Currency. I was like, no, he don't. He's like, yeah, he rap backpack. I said, bro, Kendrick speak about the streets. That's all he talk about is the streets. He just do it in a certain way. No, man, that just showed me that people don't be listening to the music.
I can see where he's trying to go with the correlation, though.
No, I don't at all.
I can see where he's trying to go.
I don't at all.
Like,
I don't at all.
When it comes to, like, lyricism and just, like, being...
What's lyricism?
Woke, so to say.
I'm happy you said that. What's lyricism?
I mean, lyricism, the way you put words together, you know what I'm saying, wordplay.
Lyricism, by the definition, it is how you put words together in a beautiful way. That's in the definition.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you define as beauty, depending on what you looking at, because art is different and interpreted by different people by different ways, it's just beauty with words, right? So a lot of times people say lyricism, they think that you got to be rapping like Lupe.
It, technically, it could be anything. Technically.
It can. Technically, it could be anything because it's all subjective, right? Yeah. But at the same time, it's like the lyricism, even when people say his lyricism, bro, just listen to what the nigga be saying, bro. He be rapping about real shit. Because I was having this debate in a barbershop and with a nigga from Atlanta. He's like, nigga, I'm from Atlanta. I can't relate to nothing from Compton. I was like, you could relate to poverty.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's not
you could,
true.
You can relate to police brutality.
Brutality, but that's but he don't. That's what I'm saying. He, you could relate to gang culture because gang culture exists in everywhere, even in places where they don't have the same gangs. Mm-hmm. If it's not, they don't got it. It's not Bloods and Crips everywhere, but you got blocks. It's the same mentality. It's the same. So it's like to hear somebody say that, oh, I can't relate to that. It just shows me that you don't listen to the music or
you lazy.
Just say that, I mean, you lazy, so you know what I mean?
I'm not lazy.
You're not lazy with running lazy. And working out and stuff like that, but you lazy with your ears. Like, I'm just keeping
I'm
it
not
a
lazy.
You are lazy with your ears.
I'm so not lazy.
You lazy with your ears, bro.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
You lazy with your ears.
I'm ignorant. That's a better word.
Yeah, ignorant is a good word.
I listened to Kendrick Lamar a few times since that conversation. Mm. I probably know more about Kendrick songs than a few people.
I
ain't gonna say most people, like
I
a few. Bro, I listen to Mad Kendrick Lamar. I listened to that damn project like four damn times.
Now I just want, let's just go on the record that your man said he listens to Kendrick Lamar post Drake Kendrick Lamar beef.
Because
I'm not lazy. That's
my point.
I know, but I'm
just
saying.
I don't care for his music like that.
But I mean, you listening to it though, so I just.
Because I'm not, that's my point. I listen to the music because I'm not lazy. Because I made a statement and I needed to go do some research and really understand why people like this guy. Right. That was it. That was really it. I still stand on, it ain't my favorite, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't. It just is what it is. I'm just saying, I don't think I'm lazy. You. Like, even when you said, I was going to say, for you right. to say like, about time, I don't think Isaac Hayes and Kendrick Lamar can be put in that same sentence.
What you mean?
When you say like the, when you talk
greatest
about like.
Greatest music, like artists of our time? Why not?
Because Isaac Hayes, one, that wasn't my time, but he was so good that it bled into my time. He's probably one of the most influential artists or songwriters ever, right?
Now he know about
Isaac.
This nigga's so funny.
No,
because
no,
you
no,
had
no.
to go do homework because you got
it. Okay, cool. I'm just showing you I'm not lazy. But not even that. Not to give you no history lesson because I it's fresh in my mind. But what I'm saying is I don't think that's a good comparison because I don't think Kendrick Lamar's, half of Kendrick Lamar's catalog would be sampled as much as.
I'm not talking about sampling or nothing. I'm just saying influence.
That's influence though.
I'm saying influence. Influence doesn't mean that you have to sample a record. Influence means it's just as like influential as, I mean, when you have the conversation about influence as to like
make you move, get up and do something.
No, not make you move, get up and do something. I'm just saying inspiration, right? It's people that you don't have to make a song to be inspired by a person who raps that makes songs.
Do something though.
It doesn't necessarily mean you have to do something to what, like, all right, you have people, the person who might have painted this Nipsey picture, right?
Right.
Now, or this Tupac, right? Or this Obama. Yes, it's one thing to say, this is a good picture for me to just draw and sell. But another thing might be to say, yo, this person inspired me. That's why I took enough time
to do something.
That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that you don't. It doesn't have to be music because you said sampling. You said I don't think it's gonna make you want to get.
I don't think. I think what I'm saying is, I don't think half of his catalog or what his career does. I don't think it will touch half as many people as what Isaac Hayes done, intentionally or unintentionally.
I don't think we have to like rate it as who's gonna do more.
Yeah, I mean,
it's contribution.
Yeah,
Kendrick Lamar has one of the biggest contributions to hip hop as anybody else, bro. If you bring up don't bring up one of these niggas that
I'm
had a song for
Isaac
a summer
Hayes.
Dancing.
I'm just saying not
Don't
Isaac
bring
Hayes.
No, because when I said as anybody else, you started looking
no,
up.
No, because I'm
air.
Thinking because the conversation's to Isaac Hayes, and I'm like, not as half as Isaac Hayes.
Bro.
Not even half.
But that's because you're rating them against each other. I said in hip hop specifically, right? Now I'm not talking about what Isaac Hayes music has done for sampling. I'm talking about just influence overall. His contribution, he's one of the greatest artists. He's one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time, bar none. And you know why I can say that? Because even if you look at metrics, judge it on any category. Now, bars and all of that is all subjective. Somebody could be like, yo, that shit trash. I do not like it at all. Fine. Mm-hmm. Judge it by the stats. Judge it by platinum singles, platinum albums, Grammys, entries, whatever. He's successful, more successful than the average artist, and majority of hip-hop is average artists.
Facts. You're right. You know what I like about Kendrick Lamar the most, though?
What?
Is just from my research or whatever, it's like his music, it's like fine wine, right? Not the music itself, but the numbers. Like, so it was some project, and I don't know the exact numbers, but like it was some
Good Kid,
projects.
Mad City is still on, it's still on the top 200 for over 10, for 13, 14, 12 years now.
And it was like, I think it was like at least two projects where it dropped and the sales out the gate, it was good, but it like, it did like the same, if not more, sales the following year.
It's called influence.
I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was because it's good music. It's great music. It's like, listen, bro, Lauryn Hill only has, we had this conversation before, Lauryn Hill only has The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill and she has Unplugged. But those two pieces of art last forever.
Yeah, for sure.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like, you look at, because listen, if Kendrick dropped the same level of album that he's dropped in the four albums or five albums that he has, and he dropped those albums every year, the conversation would be different. People look at consistency. That's still consistent. If I don't play every year, but when I play big and I win, that's consistency. Mm. But people look at it like, oh, no, but you got to do it every single year. Like, yeah. If you don't do it every year, then I don't know it exists. Nah, you can't. Like, that, it don't work like that.
Like, what have
like
you done
that.
For me lately? That's what they
Yeah,
they look
but
at
that it don't work like that. Because guess what? Because it'd be one thing if when he does something, nothing happens.
Yeah.
And nobody don't care. Every time he do something, people care.
I mean, you can't really argue none of the...
We've been talking about Kendrick.
Yeah, you can't argue Kendrick.
30 minutes now. We could stop.
You can't argue at Kendrick at all now, because I feel like he proved niggas wrong. It's like, you got to just...
Pop out and show niggas.
Facts. Yes.
That's exactly what
Yo, you seen this... I wanted to ask you about XXL, but before we get there...
Yeah.
You seen this Ryan Garcia shit?
He's an idiot. Ryan Garcia is just an idiot.
You like boxing?
I do like boxing. I don't keep up with it when I was younger. I kept up with it way more. But and the reason why, because sometimes I don't know what's the real boxing versus the fake boxing half the time. But Ryan Garcia is a clown, bro.
He's a clown.
He's a clown.
Well, I remember one time you said something on here. You was like, man, you don't like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, at first, I don't. But I like boxing.
Yeah, I like boxing too.
I fuck with boxing, bro.
I like boxing as well.
But Ryan Garcia is a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he's a,
It's
he's
like he was doing this intentionally to, like.
I think he gets high. I think he gets high. Like I think he gets high. Like all of that. I was at Bohemian Grove and they was, you know, doing stuff to children stuff. Like he's just a weirdo, bro.
Did you hear the audio?
Yeah, I heard the audio. And this is the thing, right? He's like the Joker, bro. Like sometimes you like him, sometimes you absolutely hate him. For real, bro. It's like the what he did yesterday was classless, because even though he said nigga with an A, in the context of how he used it with the hard ER.
Yeah.
But he was saying it with the A, but he used it in context with a hard ER. You feel me? And I just think he's a bozo.
I ain't gonna lie. It wasn't that, like, and it's funny because it just made me think differently about the whole thing, like, other races saying nigga, because I'm super, like, lenient when it comes to that. Like, I don't be caring. But when I was listening to it, he was like, bring George Floyd back to life to kill him again or some shit like that. And I'm like, yo, bro, what?
Bro, he be high, bro. And somebody gonna hurt that kid. Listen, you might could box, bro, and I'm not calling for it to happen, but somebody gonna hurt that kid, bro. Somebody gonna hurt that kid because he playing too much. And it's like I said, the context and how he was using it. So the thing about like what people saying it, I don't really, shit, half the time, I ain't gonna lie, as I get older, I don't even like myself saying it in a lot of instances.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
100%.
But, you know, at the same time, bro, it's like, I just, whatever, bro, he's a corn.
Yeah, that shit blew me. I'm looking at it, I'm just like, yo, I can't believe, because I ain't gonna lie, I was one of the people that wanted to like him. Man. Like, through all, everything he been through, like, even with, like, I wanted to like him.
I liked him during the Haney fight, too. I did.
I liked him, too, for sure. But yeah. I don't like how niggas doing Devin Haney, bro. If the nigga was doing drugs, bro, on performance enhancements, it's like, bro, he was cheating.
I get that. No, listen, what I'm saying is, of course, and when the fight happened, nobody knew that.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, post, yeah, I get it.
But niggas is doing Haney dirty now, like he...
They is, but that's the internet, bro. That's just how the internet go, bro. Like, listen, you know how many times... You've been to a boxing match before?
Yeah.
All right, how many times you've been out there... And again, the world is filled of average people. And let's just talk about men for a second. The average man cannot do 7 push-ups.
Mm.
The average man. The world is filled of average men. How many times you been at a boxing match and you seen them talking about some, yo,
if I would've,
yo, hook, Left, right, bro.
Hey, shut your ass up.
And the average man that fight, when you fight, you don't box. No, you just swinging.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, that's the average.
And the average fight is probably like 15 seconds.
Bro, exactly. It's only 15 seconds, bro. It don't be no long fight.
No, it don't.
So what I'm saying, you don't fighting for three rounds. Yo, bro, niggas can't even jump rope for three minutes, bro.
Facts.
This is what I'm saying, just on the physical side. So when I be seeing people saying stuff, bro, it's just the internet, bro. I see people say crazy stuff. A dude said to me yesterday, I don't know, he had a fake page, whatever. Did you see Joe Budden talking about him with Heineken and Esso on Bag Fuel? And he was basically talking about like domestic violence amongst women.
I didn't watch the whole thing yet. Mm.
Well, it was a clip that I guess is going viral or whatever. And he was saying about like, you know, I guess women who put their hands on him. You know what I commented? All I just said was, I can't relate. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I meant.
What did he say?
He basically said like, you know, how he didn't know that if he bought a girl a phone, and like after they break up, he takes the phone, charges come from that. So it's like if I bought you a phone, but I take it, you know what I'm saying? You could charge me with theft or something like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he was saying all this stuff. And then he started saying about like a woman putting their hands on him and this, that, and the third. And all I commented, like a human being, was I can't relate.
Well, about what though?
I've never had no situation with a woman like that. Okay. I never had no domestic situation ever in my life. So all I'm saying is I can't relate. A few people start saying, oh, that lucky for you. Yeah, lucky for me, nigga. I'm just better at choosing than you is. You feel me?
But why, bro, niggas are, bro, that's crazy. Somebody say lucky for you. If in my mind, I'm thinking like, yeah, like you shouldn't want to go through that.
You shouldn't want it. Or like all I'm saying is,
that's insane.
I'm just commenting, right? I'm just, because I have the right to comment like everybody else. All I'm just commenting is like, damn, I can't relate to something like that. You feel me? So then it turns into, yo, this nigga sneak this and Joe. Yo, that's crazy. What I need to sneak?
But you know they're going to say that about
but
you, though.
But it's just, but this is what I'm saying about the internet, though, bro. Like, me and Joe is cool.
But you, the average person would think, I'm assuming, if you say anything about him, because they probably already think you took his spot.
Average people, I didn't take his spot.
I'm saying they probably think that.
He could have went back, and he didn't go back because he didn't want to. And I ain't got the money. And that nigga told me, nigga, go get that money.
I believe you. I'm saying they probably think that they seen, you know how people are retarded. People are really retarded, bro. They probably seen you on Everyday Struggle after. I can use the fuck I want.
You use whatever? All right.
Yeah. Fuck y'all niggas. Right. But like, niggas is stupid. So they probably
but
think.
But retardation and stupidity is not the same thing. But okay. I feel you. Right, but go ahead.
Yeah, because that's a real.
Yeah,
that's probably insensitive. My bad. I apologize. Yeah, you're right. You're right. People are stupid.
Yeah, they
and
are.
And not like the, you know what I'm saying? Like the medical diagnosis. Like,
go ahead. Because I got something, bro. It's something that. Because look, all right, bro.
Go ahead.
Just with social media, y'all, right? You know, social media, every now and then, I don't know if any of y'all tweet, but it's like sometimes you might just tweet something that's on your mind.
You be tweeting too much.
Huh?
You be tweeting too much.
Sometimes I just got some time and I tweet what's on my mind. So I tweeted something like this, right? All I was saying was I went to the supermarket, bro. I'm Muslim, right? I went to the supermarket and I seen that, like, I'm like, damn, I wanted some beef bacon, right? So you don't know what beef bacon is?
Mm-hmm.
Why you look like that?
Nah, I'm just listening.
So I just said, look, I just tweeted. I'm like, damn, man. Like, supermarkets need halal sections. And then people was like, oh, that's bullshit. Da, 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 da. I'm like, damn, bro. I'm like, as a Muslim man, why I can't express that I want a halal section at my local supermarket? Because then somebody was like, oh, but you know what? I've never seen sections dedicated to religions or people. They have a whole Asian section. They have a kosher section. Kosher is for Jewish people. Bro, they have all types of sections. All I'm saying is, like, as a Muslim man that lives in the South, bro.
They need a beef section.
See, you going crazy. beef is on your mind. See,
no, beef is clearly on your mind.
When I said beef, see, the first thing he thought about was something gay. Look, I said beef, bacon, I specified it. I didn't say, yo, I went there because I wanted some beef. Pause. I didn't say that. I said I wanted beef, bacon.
That's crazy.
This man is thinking nasty. He got beef in his mind. I don't know what
you
happened
got beef
with him
on
last
your
night.
Mind.
I don't know what happened with him last night or what's going on today. All I know is that's what he took from that, right? He's one of the internet people I'm talking about. I promise you. So look, all I'm saying is, and then I was greeted with so many people like, oh, not in Philly. I'm like, nigga, I don't live in Philly. Like, what are you talking about? Like, oh, they got it here. I'm like, bro, I'm not flying to Chicago to get halal. And they have halal places in Georgia, right? But mm-hmm. I don't want to have to drive 25 miles away from where I live to get what I want. They should have a halal section in a Kroger or a Publix, like how they got sections for every other group of people.
Okay.
I just wanted to vent for a second.
Nah, bro, you be on your shit on Twitter, bro.
I mean, it's fun sometimes.
You go crazy. You got,
what?
You really like you be, they need to take your Twitter away.
For what? I don't say nothing disrespectful.
Nah, you be going crazy.
What's going crazy?
You be going crazy.
What's going crazy? Because I feel like you just, like the same way how you just use nostalgia just to make a sentence, I feel like you use going crazy.
Why niggas can't never just, like, if we were just talking about
I
this.
I never let you live
nothing
down.
A nigga can't just let something go. Never. Nigga make a mistake, bro. They gonna keep bringing it up.
You wanna know why, bro? I've been holding grudges since I was in kindergarten. I'm gonna always
you
bring
need therapy,
something.
Nigga.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You're like, you need to go get some help.
But we here right now. You the therapist, so you gonna catch these. You gonna catch these words.
You gotta relax.
Yo,
bro.
What's up with the double XL freshman? You said you were talking about
yeah,
it.
You saying you ain't like it.
I never said anything.
You said you ain't. You said
I didn't say,
you said these
let's
niggas
go to
don't.
Text message.
You
let's
said
go
to text these message. Niggas don't deserve to be on here.
I didn't say that. You let's said, go to text message. No. Let's go to text message because you see this him. He's an internet person, bro. He tried to say
what
stuff.
What you mean? I'm an internet person.
He tried
person?
To say stuff to try to get shit going. I did not never say that, bro. I did not say that. Nigga said these people. You said you ain't like it. These people don't deserve. I didn't say that.
Just like you said.
Nah, bro, you're not going, nah, because look, you're not going, see, you're not going to say day free, fuck my girl. So you're not going to do that, bro.
Yo, you're crazy.
You're not going to do that. That's
bro, you
what you're
be
trying
wild.
To do.
It's like you said, Dame Dash, like you, that's what you said about Dame Dash.
I said that he talked too much about Jay-Z. That's it.
Can anybody
agree with that sentiment? Can anybody agree that, no, hold on
I ain't
for
gonna
a second.
Lie, I thought you said you ain't fuck with Dame Dash.
I never said I don't fuck with Dame Dash, because I can't. I don't know him. I don't know him.
I'm fucking with you, bro.
I know him 20-some years ago.
I'm joking, bro.
I know, but I'm just trying to make a point.
Don't.
Now we here.
Oh, my God.
This is what this man don't realize.
He like the old head. Like he
I
keep,
am an old head.
At the barbershop, like, man, bro, shut up, old head.
Like, look, listen. Everything he put on me, pause, like, I'm a own. You know what I'm saying? I am the old head. You feel me? This man said that I don't like the double XL freshman.
You ain't say that. I'm joking, bro. Right, relax. Look. You said some niggas ain't belong there, though.
No, I said that I don't think. Yeah, I said I don't think that certain two people should have been on there, which was Scarlett and Maya the Dawn.
That's hate.
That's not hate.
What is it then?
How is that hate?
Because they deserve. They earned that.
I don't think that they put in enough work to earn it.
That's
now,
hate.
That's not. How the fuck is that hate? That does. Yo, this is crazy. All right, let's have a conversation.
Defend it.
I'm gonna defend it. I'm saying based off the work. Now, Maya the Dawn, she had a viral hit with Telfy, uh-huh. right? And she had another record after that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's had a project. I know she hasn't had a project that a lot of people have gotten into.
Who was a lot of people?
Who was a lot of people? Enough people to make my argument.
Where's the numbers? What is that?
In
how
New
do you
York
know
City.
This? You don't live in New York.
Guess what? I'm from New York. Just because I don't live in New York, you think I don't know what's going on in New York? You the nigga that's from Baltimore,
bro,
don't know what's
Maya
going on in Baltimore.
Bro, Maya the Dawn is probably like 20 years younger than you.
That doesn't mean anything.
So how do you know who's listening? What do you mean? You said...
What do you mean?
You said you don't know what's going on in New York.
I didn't say I don't know what's going on in New York.
I will hope you don't know what's going on with 20-year-olds. In New York City, bro?
Let me tell you something. This is the reason why... This is the difference between me and Jay Hill. This is the reason why he will never have a job in music versus me who has a job in music.
You want
to
bet?
Because this man said, I will hope you don't know what's going on with 20-year-olds. I'm a music executive, bro. I sell
you
music.
You even said you don't.
I sell music for a living. Okay, I have to know what's going on with 20-year-olds.
Continue. Why Maya the Dawn doesn't deserve to be on XXL?
I said that I don't think that she's earned it. I never said she doesn't deserve. I said I don't think that she's earned it.
Shit.
That's not the same thing. It's not the same
thing. If she didn't earn it, it's might give it to her. So
the
she don't
same,
deserve it.
The same thing with Scarlett. I don't think that she's done enough work. I don't think that she's even one of those young ladies have done enough work to be put on that platform as the other people who are on the platform with them. Now, if you want to go into every single artist that's on there, that's fine.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I mean, I thought they did
go
good.
Go personally.
I thought they did good.
And what usually, now tell me, now defend your argument.
Okay,
you tell me what you thought that they did good.
Boss Man D-Lo is, he's on fire.
We're not
right
talking
now.
About you. Talk. I'm talking specifically about Maya the Dawn and Scarlett because you said I said I was a hater. You called me a hater, so I want you to defend why you calling me a hater, bro.
No,
before
I am.
You get the Boss Man D-Lo and them niggas.
I was saying that I thought Double XL did a good job with choosing the artist to be on there. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
like because it was one guy that I didn't even know,
Richard Mary.
Yeah, I didn't even know who he is. Okay. But I'm not about to say he don't deserve it because I know clearly I might not be his demographic.
Okay,
the same with Maya the Dawn and the same with Scarlett. Now I've seen Maya the Dawn and I've seen Scarlett.
You've seen him, okay?
Yes, Scarlett for sure, right? She's been doing her thing on the internet.
What does doing your thing on the internet mean?
It could mean a couple things.
The same thing you said to me is the same thing I'm pushing back to you. What I'm saying is this, right? Now, Scarlett and Maya the Dawn, while I do think that both of those young ladies have talent,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that either one of them could sell out a show by themselves in their city. By themselves, no openers, nothing. Now, no openers by themselves, right? I'm not saying that they're not talented. I just don't think that in the 2 years that we've seen them putting in work, that they put in the work to be on the cover. That don't mean that I hate them. That don't mean that I dislike them. That just means that I think that they didn't deserve to be on there. No different than any other list. And it's not my list.
You think Lay Banks can sell us?
Yeah. Well, and Leigh Banks, I think that she has more records. I think that she has more records and more momentum between last year going into this year than those other two young ladies. You see him doing this shit? Because he don't know what to say.
No, I'm looking. I'm looking at the list. I'm just looking at the list.
Keep going.
But no, you see
keep going through the list,
you see
keep
I only asked about Leigh Banks because I'm right, like,
but
you had a point.
How is that? I'm
agreeing with you.
No, I'm not asking for you to agree. I'm asking you because you love to throw around this word hate. How is that hate?
Hate because we don't know. Do they have any type of qualifications or anything on XXL that says what make them choose?
We're not talking about XXL's qualifications. We're talking about our personal opinions.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, if you say if they don't deserve it, in my mind, I'm like, okay, XXL been around for a while, right? So clearly, if they see somebody, they choose it, then they are qualified to make the decision. So I'm okay with that. That's what I'm thinking, right?
I mean, out of 10 people, I don't think that they get it right every single year, but it's hard to get. It's hard to get everybody to agree with you. I'm not necessarily trying to agree. I'm just giving, people's gonna say that I'm hating on these young ladies. That's fine for you to say that. I don't hate neither one of them. I don't know them. I never met Scarlett, but I met Maya the Dawn at Skilla Baby last show, and I met her before that. I think that she's a talented young lady, and I think that she has a great upside, but I don't think that she did put in the work in the past 2 years to make the cover. Same with Scarlett. I think that they have an opportunity to be something. I don't think that they have that they've put in the work. That's all. I don't think they put in the work.
I sent it to you because I was like, I like it. And usually, I know the last couple of years, I was like, I don't think I agree with a lot of the stuff they put on there. But this one I thought was dope. Like the Mexican OT.
Yeah.
What's the big homie, Big X the Plug from Texas.
He's one of the biggest streaming artists there
he's
right now.
He's going crazy. Like So I sent it to you because I'm like, bro, this is good. And when you said that, I'm like, I ain't think about it because I knew what you was like. I think it was good, but it was two people that don't deserve to be on there. No, I'm joking. Yeah, you was like, I think it's two people that don't that shouldn't be up there. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, who? You was like Scarlett and Maya the Dawn. I'm like, I'm thinking they should be up there. If anything, only because I was familiar. And it's been times where I don't even know who the fuck they got on there. Like it's been times where I don't even know. So like I thought it was good because like, at least I know these people. No.
Wait, but by you saying you don't know something. You don't know nothing. So it's like you talking about at least I know these people. Like, bro, you don't know nothing. Like, you talking about some at least I know these people. Like, what does that mean for you to know something?
Perfect. That's good. I'll tell you. Because I'm not in the into know the know when it comes to the music, sometimes, especially the younger artists.
So if I know them,
that means that they had to break out
with 20-year-olds right now?
Probably not. And I probably don't care. I'm not like a purist per se, but I'm that guy that like I don't care for that young shit. I'ma keep it 100 with
you. It's not about being young or not, bro.
I don't care for
it. It's just music end of the day.
I don't care for that music. I'm telling you, and that's why I like Boss Man D-Lo so much.
Boss Man D-Lo's young.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I like him so much because I usually don't like these
you
niggas
like
when they come out.
Plug music.
Yes,
that's young.
I don't give that like.
What do you mean? It's just from a different region. He's from a different region.
It doesn't give that, like...
He's young, though.
That thug, like...
So what is young music?
Like, that just shoot him up, kill, bang, bang shit.
Everybody
like,
raps about shooting somebody.
Yeah, no, but it's just the boom bop shit. Like, I don't want to hear bop. That shit, boom man. Bop? Like, I just don't want to hear that.
What's boom bop?
Like, you know what I'm saying,
I
man.
Don't. That's why I'm asking
like,
you.
Let me think of somebody.
He just be rambling. That's what I'm trying to tell you,
bro. I don't like this new shit. Something.
Yo.
I don't like this. Like, I'm not a big fan of...
Nothing.
What's the nigga name? He got a big-ass fan base.
Who?
Young boy, I don't want to hear that shit.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of, and I don't know these niggas' names because I don't know these young niggas. I don't care to know them. I don't like it.
That, all I'm saying is, what do it mean for you to not know nothing? Like, that don't mean
I'm
nothing.
Saying that because I'm not invested in it. If I'm not invested in it, I put my time in it. So if somebody was able to penetrate my bubble, pause, of interest.
Oh, nah, yo. Yo. Nah. Flag on the play. Flag on the play, man. Time out.
I knew that was going to be crazy.
Time out.
I knew that was going
to
be crazy.
Nah, time out. This man said, if somebody was able to penetrate my bubble
of thought.
Nah, bro. Your man said, listen, even if you don't play pause, this is like high level nastiness, bro. This is high level like fuckery. This is high level like disgustingness. This is the worst we've ever heard. Bro, this is like DEFCON 5 level pause play. Your man said if anybody was ever able to penetrate my bubble. Bro, penetrate, like, how do you form these thoughts? And this is why I'm telling y'all out there, don't listen to Jay Hill. When he calls me a hater, don't listen to him. When he says, like, nostalgia just to finish a sentence,
no.
Don't listen to him because, listen to how he comes up with
bro,
listen to how he puts
that
words
makes sense,
together.
Bro. If they was able to enter my thought.
He don't think before he speak, bro. He
listen,
do not think, but
listen.
He said, they're able to penetrate.
My bubble of interest.
Oh, my God, he said it again. He keeps saying it. He's tripling down now, bro. We are having,
all right,
this is a grand slam. If this was baseball, this is a grand slam. This is a 3-point at the buzzer. This is right. The Odell Beckham catch like this.
This is not that.
Your man said penetrate. Right. You got pause
okay.
of the year.
All right.
Penetrate my bubble is
okay.
insane.
All right.
And that's it.
All I'm saying is, if I don't, like you said, I don't care. I don't know. So it's clear, right? So we can make that clear, right? I don't be listening to music I don't like, right? So if I'm able to hear something that I usually don't listen to, if I'm able to see something and recognize and know the name to the face, then I would say that they are pretty big. Because if they wasn't, I wouldn't know them. I wouldn't care. Like, even the Rich, you told me, you was like, he been doing crazy. I don't know that nigga. You feel me? So it's like, and you was like, I think you said he did enough to be on there.
I say he put in work.
Yeah, he put in work. And if he put in work, I can't even tell you a song. Maybe if you name one, I'm like, oh, that's him. Right? To be honest, I didn't even know that the left, let me see you do it, until Punch was like 310 baby or some shit. I don't be knowing these niggas. I don't care. So the fact that I know, I'm like,
stop
oh.
talking about it then.
No, I'm saying, bro, I'm in this space. It's too late.
No, stop talking about it.
Stop talking about what?
Stop talking about music.
Oh,
man.
No, it's too late.
You
I'm here
stop,
now.
Nah, man, stop talking about music, bro. You keep expressing
you.
How much you don't care. I don't care.
Bro, I don't care about the young shit, bro. I can like music and
I don't care.
I don't care about
what they doing, but I'm going to defend them.
I'm not defending
what?
Them.
You
I'm
are.
Just saying you saying that they don't deserve something.
No, you call me a hater.
Yes, that's hating.
That's not hate.
That's hating.
If you don't agree with something, that don't make you a hater.
To say that
if
they
if you
didn't...
don't agree, if you don't agree, it's people that
niggas
have...
call me. I was a hater because I thought Kendrick Lamar was overrated.
A hater? No, people called you a hater because at the point where I asked you about Kendrick Lamar being overrated, and you were right. You did give the definition of being overrated. All I asked was what you don't like about him. You never articulated that point. That's why people called you a hater. Not because you said he's overrated, because anybody could call anybody overrated. If I say that somebody's overrated, and then I say, well, you tell me what you think about him, and then you don't articulate the point, it seems like how you just be making up sentences and saying that people could penetrate your bubble. So I'm just keeping it a stack, bro. Just if you don't want to know nothing about no music, if you not listen, bro, because these young people look at these platforms like yours and mine and all of that, and they look at it for hope. And they look at it to say, yo, man, I would hope that Jay Hill, if he knows my music, would be bumping it or whatever. So when you saying, I don't care, yeah, I know I seen this person before, but I don't really care. I'm just saying, bro, just don't talk about music.
No, I like music now. I'm starting to like it. I've begun to, I'm here now. I'm in this space now. It's too late.
I guess.
What do you mean?
I guess.
So, hey, bro, cut this shit because you don't like this shit all the time. I was just over your house and you was like.
No, we're not going to have the conversation about what we talked about at my house because it wasn't on camera. And the conversation that I had with you was not related to people's music.
It was about.
So you even bringing that
no,
up
it's
is
about
a little,
the
come
space,
on, bro.
Though.
No, hold on. The conversation I had with you was a private conversation.
For sure.
So that's what I'm saying.
But
bro,
I'm
why
saying,
are you bringing that
you
up?
Can, you can see that
that's
it's
not
similar.
The same, no, that's not the same
it's
thing,
similar.
Bro. That's not the same thing, bro.
It's similar.
But we'll talk off camera
no,
about
I'm
that.
Not, well, I'm not going to bring it up. You don't got to remember that. I'm saying it can be similar. When you do something, right, it's like it can be like, okay, what's next? No. So you're telling me if you run every day, and you used to run it. You could be like, man, you know what? I want to do something else.
Don't talk about these young people music, man. That's all.
Why?
Don't talk because you don't even know any of their songs.
I know some of them.
You don't know none. You don't even know none of their songs. You don't know none of. You don't know who they on tour with. You don't know who they opening up for. You don't know who they affiliated with.
Okay. What does that mean? What does that matter to the conversation?
That means a lot.
What?
All right.
What?
All right. I'm trying to tell you, but you keep saying what?
I'm asking you. You're not saying anything.
Okay. Before I was so rudely interrupted. What I'm trying to tell Jay
He's
Hill
trying
to is
paint a narrative.
What I'm trying to tell Jay Hill is that if you're speaking about whomever young artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like you, I said, like your ears is lazy, and you said, "Well, I don't want to hear this, and I don't want to hear that, and I'm not trying to hear this, and I don't want to hear that." If you're not at least giving listens mm-hmm. to give assessments based upon what you don't like, if you're just looking at one or two things while you're scrolling and say, "Oh, I don't like that," but you never gave it a chance. I don't think it's fair to even talk about their music. Cause if one of these artists, said artists, if NBA Youngboy passes away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, I don't believe in like saying something that is gonna come to fruition, none, but like if he was to pass away, like Julio Fulio, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you never listened to a Julio Fulio record, right?
Never.
Me personally, I wouldn't be comfortable talking about Julio Fulio unless we're having a conversation about like gun violence and all of that amongst the community in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't talk nothing about his music because I didn't listen to his music. So what I'm saying is like, it can't be both things at the same time. You can't on one hand say, I don't listen, I don't like that, I don't know. But then when they do something that you don't approve of, then you can have a conversation about it. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, no, that's not one. I'm not having no conversation about that I don't approve of. I'm saying I categorize the young folks like I don't really listen to young
music.
Because
you don't listen to,
I'm not talking about what none of these young
niggas
doing.
What I'm saying is that you're only proving a point even further by saying that I don't listen to none of their music. So if you don't listen to none of their music.
I shouldn't be talking about XXL.
You shouldn't be talking about, and not specifically just XXL. I'm just talking about young artists as a whole.
But
period.
I talk to these artists, so of course I'm going to talk.
You don't even listen to their music.
But that doesn't matter.
That does matter.
It doesn't, because the conversations still are great.
All right. If you
because we don't talk
about
music.
Wait a second. If you had the interview said whomever.
Uh-huh.
Now, one thing I can say that you're good at is you're good at doing research, right? And you're good at like finding out things about people and being prepared to have a conversation. But if you're going to talk to a young artist, right, that's mm-hmm. coming to sit on your platform, and the conversation that they possibly want to have is regarding their music. Mm-hmm. Now, you done found out that they done got this case. I'm hypothetically speaking.
Yeah,
this is not real. You done found out that they got this case, or they done did this, or whatever the case may be. But then when it comes to them saying, yo, did you ever hear my tape that I dropped in 2021 before I got signed? And you like, nah, I never listened to it. How do you think that makes... Wait a second.
What?
How do you think that makes that artist feel?
That's
you don't care.
No. That question is just no correlation. But
it is a big correlation.
I'm asking the question.
It's a big correlation.
I could see them kind of being thrown off.
No, that's a big. It's a big correlation. The reason why it's a big correlation is because you're only talking to this person, said person, because they are artists, right? Now, if you want to have a conversation,
that's not really true,
bro. I think that, bro. If you listen, if I was selling. If I was the top car salesman in Gwinnett County or something, and I was known for being the top car salesman in Gwinnett County, and I came on your platform, and you wanted to talk to me about whatever you wanted to talk to me, but at the point when I'm trying to tell you, I want to talk about what it is that I do,
mm-hmm.
and you haven't done any research on what it is. Now, I'm not talking about my life. I'm talking about what it is that I do.
Right.
If you don't want to have no type of conversation with me on what it is that I do, the reason why I'm even sitting in your chair, the reason why these views is eventually going to go to your monetization, because I'm sitting in your chair on your platform, and you don't know nothing about what I do, then why would that make me even want to speak to you? Well, when I come and speak to you, it's going to make me say, like, this nigga don't even mess with me for real.
I'll tell you why. Because the conversation, and that's, I don't like about our community, for sure, to keep on it with you. Because if that same person was to go on Dave Letterman or whoever else, we're not even questioning that. It's a conversation because Dave Letterman has built himself up to be this prominent figure. So now you wanna take what I have, right? And that's my platform as well. So I get what you're saying, but not necessarily, because if my platform isn't about hip hop, really, then you can't expect me to know your music. Now, well, me personally, do I listen to the music when I'm preparing? That's a part of what I listen to. But you might ask me, did I hear a song in 2020? I might not know.
But to your point, David Letterman has a space for artists to perform on his platform. So, again...
But that don't mean he know that his music from 2020.
Wait a second. There's a space for them to display their talent on the platform. So it's a give and take, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm coming up there and you don't know me, and that's fine. You never heard of me a day in my life, mm-hmm. In your life. But I'm on your platform to perform my said song that got me up there, then the change is fair exchange. When I come to somewhere, no, seriously, bro, because you get a lot of things where, take ESTG for instance, right? Mm-hmm. You seen where he went viral with him and Bootleg Kev, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Now, aside from, Bootleg Kev is the homie. I mess with Bootleg Kev, right? And I think that two things could be true at one time, because there are artists that go to platforms and they only want to talk about BS, or mm-hmm. they only want to talk about the negative stuff that's a part of their life.
You can't have this argument. I'm sorry.
Can I finish my
point? You can, but you can't have this argument and then say two things can be true, because that's what I'm saying.
Wait a second. I didn't get a chance to finish. All right. Now, at the set time, when the artist comes up on the platform, this is why I'm saying that I'm having this argument, is because when the artist came on the platform, regardless to what ESTG had going on that day, what he said is that he wanted to talk about music, right?
Right.
Now, at the point, Bootleg Kev started talking to him, he said about aliens and all types of, on some type Joe Rogan type interview type shit. He just wasn't with it. He got up and he walked off. Mm-hmm. Now, two negatives didn't make one positive, right? But what I'm saying is that yes, it's cool for you to know all these things, but you at least got to listen and know these people's music if you're going to insert yourself to a space where say, well, nah, I'm already here. I'm already in this space. If you're in the space, then you got to indulge in the music, because if you have to indulge in the music, brother, there's no way possible that you could be on camera and talk about music and then in the same breath say, I don't listen to none of these niggas and think that that's okay. Mm. You can't, because you have it your way. You have it your way for you to have them up here and for you to talk about whatever, but you don't want to have it your way when it's time for you to know what their music is.
That's not true. For me, I understand your point, but that's just not true for me. That could be a true statement. I understand that and I respect that, especially being in this craft. But because that's not true for me, I can't agree with it. Because
J-Hill, you wouldn't turn down an NBA YoungBoy interview tomorrow. You wouldn't turn it down.
That's what I'm saying, Wayne.
All right, yeah, you wouldn't turn it down. But if you did, but at the point. If NBA YoungBoy, he got this case hanging, I'm hypothetically speaking again, mm-hmm. he got this case hanging over his head. It's mm-hmm. a bunch of bullshit. He got 100 baby moms. He got all these deaths and incarcerations, all these things that's been on his career.
As a journalist, I'm going to know about that. I get it.
His career and all of that. You think, I'm just asking you a question, and we don't even have to go no further after this, but you think that even at that point where I said everything I said, and it's obvious things that you know, that you shouldn't have had listened to or know any of his music to even formulate any kind of conversation through his music?
And what
with
I'm
him?
Saying, I don't think you get what I'm saying. By that time, I will, and I would have, because I respect my craft. That's what I'm saying. In this present moment, I'm telling you, my preference isn't the young kids, but if I have a 12-year-old come on my platform, I'm gonna respect him enough to do my due diligence to not only know what he's been through, but why he got here, how his music sound. So even if we do have a conversation, I might say.
So only if you got to interview him.
As of this moment, yes. As of this moment, for sure. But okay. if I have a preference, I don't really care for this. But that's just like work, bro. Like and like if I'm working, like I could be so good at something. But it's like, yo, if I do something for so long, I can see me getting tired of it. And that's just being human. So when you say that, like, I shouldn't talk about it, no, that's not necessarily true. Now, what I will say is you should do a job at getting more familiar with it. And if we're going to be technical, I'm the most transparent nigga. That's why we here. So you can't say that I'm not doing my due diligence to get to know, just because we might have a conversation.
No, I say you're not doing your due diligence to listen to music.
But that's what I'm not about to listen. I'm familiar with Maya Dom. I'm familiar with Scarlett, right? I'm not about to, if we randomly having a conversation with Isaac Hayes, right? we're randomly having these conversations. You might randomly ask me like, yo, do you know such and such? And in that moment, I might not know. But moving forward,
you know who the DeBarges is?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But in that moment, I'm not about to, if I don't know, I don't know. But if we go past that, I know. That's the whole point of this space. The whole point of this space.
Yes.
So.
I guess.
The only thing is, the thing, and we talked about this before. People not, they not going to accept this, or they might not be, they might be not familiar to them because my work put me here. Whereas, you, like, your work put you here, but we've seen it over a span of maybe 20 years.
No. People haven't seen, they haven't seen.
They haven't seen it, but they know that your resume speaks for itself.
It depends. Because when I first got, like, in media, I had a lot of people who was journalists telling me that I wasn't qualified to be on a platform like Everyday Struggle because I had never done any interviews and I had never done none of this stuff. And why? And honestly,
same thing.
No, kind of honest, but wait a second. No, because no, it wasn't the same thing. Because and I mean, the reason why I'm telling you why it's not the same thing is because the people who were saying that were saying that they should have been there.
Oh, that's
I didn't say that's hate. I didn't say that Maya the Don or Scarlett shouldn't be there because one of my artists should be there. That's
you
not didn't. What
I, and you even I, said. You, I think you even said. Like, because I think I brought up or you even defended it. You was like, I don't think. You ain't say nothing about no artist because you got Baby Money.
Yeah.
You got what's the girl name?
Gloss.
But that's and but you that's ain't even mentioning it. But that, no, I'm saying that's, I'm saying
that's
you didn't
I'm
even
saying
mention
that's irrelevant.
It.
And the reason why they haven't been on that platform is because they haven't put in the you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying it's not hate. That can't be hate because hate would have been like, yo man, I didn't say that they was trash. I didn't say that they was trash. And I didn't disrespect them. I just said, yo, I don't think they put in the work.
Speaking of this, that's prove my point even mm-hmm. furthermore. I listened to your guy. He's one of the young niggas.
Who?
Baby Money.
Mm-hmm. What?
Shit, all right. I text you. So that shows you that I'm doing, like, I'm not just, bro, yeah, and that way, to your point, yo, because I don't like this. Like, niggas try to be saying a bunch of shit that, because you do the same thing, you might not use a different word, but niggas say all this shit that make, that formulate a paragraph or a statement that makes sense, and that shit don't make sense. Because if you're on Instagram and you see something that you don't like, you're not going into it. Like, yo, you're crazy. Like, you mean to tell me, if somebody that you don't like, whatever your opinion is, you go into their project and listen to the album, that makes no sense.
No,
you do this because you work in that space.
No, bro, I don't work. If I listen to whomever project that, I don't have to do that for work.
So what I'm saying is, I listen to music, bro.
Listen, I'm a music person, right?
Right.
So if I see a new artist and I see whether it's 100 people listening to them, or 1,000, or
forget
one.
Forget the people. If you see a new artist and you don't like the song, you gonna go tap into more?
Yeah, I'll go listen. Now listen, I'll go listen to formulate an opinion on why I like them or not, or I'll give them a chance because, bro, every time, it might be one song. Most people, I don't care what nobody say, bro. One of my favorite artists of all time is Playboi Carti. If I give the average person a Playboi Carti record, or if I ask them about Playboi Carti, they're gonna be like, or the nigga that had the Millie Rock song, and they'll just reduce him to just that one song. And I'll be like, yo, bro, he got other songs, right? Now, the thing is that a lot of people will miss out because if they didn't like Magnolia, they won't listen to other things and won't be able to form an opinion. They'll just say, oh, I don't like that one song. So for me, listen, for me, because I don't have to, bro, I get a check without listening to people music. I don't have to listen to people music to pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is because I work in a space where I have to talk about people's music, I listen to people's music so that if I say I don't like something or I do like something, at least I gave them a fair shot. I'm not going to listen to one song and say, oh, you trash. Because guess what? A person might see my one, bro, right now, and me reinserting myself in the media space independently, I'm posting content every day. A person might see
tell
one
page.
Oh, it's Out the Box with Wayno, you know what I mean? And Wayno119 on YouTube, right? But I might post something, like I posted a little short story I did about Nas having a sneaker. That post did good on my TikTok. It did good on my YouTube. It did good on my Instagram, right? Good engagement for, because I got shit that did way better than that, but it did good for me doing a new thing with sneakers, right? When I post another one, somebody might see the other one and be like, oh, this trash. I ain't listening to nothing he got to say. You know what I mean? But if you don't go and you might find something you like, you can't just make a full, that's not like food, right? Where you go to a place and you get food, you get a sampler, and they giving you a sampler of everything, and after you go through every snap, you be like, oh, no, this trash. Now, if you went through everything and I'm trash, don't subscribe. But if you go through, if you at least take the opportunity and give me a little bit of time, if I can't make you, if it's nothing I can't convince you on, then you could go ahead.
I think you gotta
give a chance.
No, I think you got a great point. I don't think the average consumer does that. However, that's why I said, I just think the approach that you're taking wasn't the best for you to be so literal, right?
What approach?
You told me not to do it. You said get out of it.
You ain't say to niggas music,
you
ain't, bro.
But just because a nigga don't listen, you ain't say yo, be more responsible with your platform. You ain't say yo, you gotta like this is something that you gotta do if you're in this space. You said
you don't feel a need to. That why would I tell you to be more responsible with your platform when you don't even feel? Wait a second, you don't even feel the need to, bro. That's not true.
No,
you literally said I don't listen to none of that.
Wait, no,
that young shit. I don't have to.
That's not true. Because if again, I wouldn't listen to Baby Money, right? I don't have no reason to listen to him.
Listen to him because of me, because you know who I am, and I'm telling you, yo, I'm running around with Baby Money. If I didn't say that, you wouldn't listen to Baby Money. Hey, bro,
the spade is the spade. That's my point, Wayno. That's my point. Literally, if I was lazy, if I didn't have a need to, I wouldn't have done that. I don't give a damn about that. I don't listen to fucking, I don't even want to say the name. Brother. I don't listen to my man's artist all the time, but because I shared a space with you, right? And I respect it. I'm like, yo, let me at least get this a try. So if we have the conversation, one, hold up. Two, same with the picture, right? When you came to me, I said, it was in my mind to already go do this research so I know, right? Because I care about that space, right? So what I'm saying is, now you got to listen to me because I listened to you and I took everything you said and I made it work for me. And I'm just saying, yo, you can listen too. Your point is, you ain't saying get out of it. Your point is just saying be responsible. So if you're going to be here, make sure you own that space and you do what's necessary to be in that space. That's what you're saying. But for you, right? For what you said, that's irresponsible on your end to say get out of it.
I'm just calling it what it is, bro.
That's not...
I did listen to everything you said. Just because I don't agree with you don't mean I ain't listening.
It's cool.
I'm not saying to get off camera. I'm just saying that when it comes to talking about the music aspect
of it... You said get out of the space.
I'm saying when it comes to talking about people's music of it. When you're talking about music, I'm not telling you to not get your money. Get your money how you get your money. What I'm saying is, bro, don't talk about no music people if you not listening to they music, my nigga. That's all I'm saying. You don't talk about no... Listen, I'm not going to comment about no boxer if I ain't watched the fight, bro. If I see a nigga get knocked out, I'm not going to be like, oh, he just got knocked out. I can't make it... That's lazy. That's making an assessment just by something going viral. If I see something go viral, right? If I see something go viral... And I want to talk, and I'm talking about something, or I want to give my thoughts on it. All right, this whomever, him, her, whoever, because we ain't talking about nobody specific.
Right.
Got a song. Oh, I think this song is trash. Let me go listen and see if they might got something else though, right? Because they might got this one song that's working for them that's trash, right? They might got this one song that's working for them that's trash. But before I call them completely trash, if I'm gonna take my time to give it a listen.
You can't just lead with that, is what I'm saying. You're right in our space.
I'm not trying to be right.
No, forget what you're trying to be. I'm saying that's right in our space, but you can't expect that from an average person. Like if I go,
I'm not talking to average people. I'm talking to you, brother. I'm talking to you. Why you can't never understand that? You keep talking about the consumer and the this and the that. I'm talking to Jay Hill. I did not say how people consume music. I'm talking to you.
Okay,
you're
cool.
Not the average person,
cool.
Jay Hill.
Cool.
Not the average person.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm just trying to help you with the delivery. That's all. That's it. Because when you talking, I'm looking at it like I'm... What I say about the Kendrick Lamar say, I'm talking as a consumer. I've been saying that. So, because that's how I see myself, right? I'm like, bro, I'm tapping into this.
Great point. Because I said, when I told you that's the reason why you feel a certain way is because a consumer that you are, you know what your reply was to me?
What?
What does that have to do with anything? That's what you said to me. What does that have to do with anything?
I probably
it was one of the clips that went viral. I said, yo, the reason why you feel like that is because of the way that you consume music, because you the nigga that you not gonna go find the artist, but you gonna turn on the playlist. And throughout the playlist, if you find a song, that's how you're gonna engage
the song. But it's funny, that's not me though.
But what I'm saying,
I don't like playlists.
All right, I'm hypothetically speaking again, right? So what I'm saying is when I said that to you, I said, yo, it's because of the type of consumer you are. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You said, what that got to do with anything? All I'm saying is, bro, if you got to talk about niggas that's rapping, talk about they like do enough due diligence to listen to their songs, bro.
Oh, for sure.
Listen,
I do
but
that
don't
though.
Listen. But what I'm saying is this: you listen because you know they pulling up. I'm saying, bro, you listen to music. You listen to music in your car. Mm-hmm. You listen to music when you work out. You might, I don't know if you listen to music when you cooking or your leisure time or whatever, or when you and baby girl, you playing around with your daughter, whatever. I don't know if you listen to music at that point either, right? All I'm saying is at the point where you know that you sit on a space where you talking about music, listen to music. That's it.
Say lesson. You got it. That's my homework. I've been doing that. Bro, don't act like that, bro. We talk about this all, now you get on camera, you act like this?
We on camera.
Yo, tell him about everything. I gotta go, man.
Yeah. So nah, just so you know, if you can.
Or nah, my bad. We can just end. You go, I'm gonna let you record some other shit. I mean, what? You know what
I mean? I mean, you.
Go ahead, bro. Do your thing.
You gotta let me know.
Nah, my bad. Do your thing.
I mean, once I was really interrupted again by Jay Hill.
The fucking nerve for this nigga.
YouTube.com at Wayno119. You know what I'm saying? It's the same one on my socials as Twitch. That's my my channel where I'm just talking about everything hip hop, you know what I'm saying, just life, etc. And then Out the Box with Wayno at Out the Box with Wayno, you know what I'm saying, on YouTube. That's where I talk about sneakers. Me and my son got the stuff where we go back and forth talking about sneakers. I actually got to head home and do some recording today. So I appreciate y'all, Jay Hill. I appreciate you for sharing your platform with me. You feel me? Thank you.
It's our show, bro.
Okay, well, appreciate you for,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because at first, you see,
doing our show, you know what I mean?
At first, what happened? No, bro.
Nah, yeah, still, yeah, nah, I don't fuck with this nigga.
Nah, you my nigga, bro. Don't do that on camera, bro. Don't do that on camera, bro.
You my dog.
You my motherfucking nigga, bro. We out, man. We gotta go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.